y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host, Diamond and Silk. And Silk O' Silk.
Diamond O' Diamond.
Ah, a lot to talk about. But before we get started, I want you all to stop right now. And I want you to subscribe to this podcast. So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to email us at info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of being censored by all of those other social media platforms, feel free to visit Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit, chatdit.com.
Oh, Silk, a lot of stuff jumped off. A lot of stuff I just really want to talk about.
Some
stuff just, you know, I'm just randomly looking at some things that, you know, I may not can't talk about on our show on Newsmax.
Right.
So I can talk about it on the podcast.
You can talk about it here.
So apparently, Stacey Dash, who is an actress, she's an actress, she apologizes for her past controversies. She said, "I was the angry conservative black woman," is what she said.
Okay.
And she apologized for anything that she said in the past that was offensive. She claimed to be living her life not being angry, but she just being Stacey Dash now, according to the Huffington Post. Now, so she was trending on Twitter. And what they were saying about her on Twitter is that she was apologizing to black people. That's what they were saying. She was apologizing to black people.
Okay.
But can I just go ahead on and read
you
this
can,
here?
You can go ahead and
According to the Huffington Post, Dash was an early endorser of Donald Trump in 2016. She sparked outrage for using the Orlando Pulse nightclub massacre to boost then the presidential hopeful and for suggesting Black History Month should be eliminated. In 2017, she backed Trump's Very Fine People on Both Sides response to the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and was tweeting pro-Trump posts with the mega hashtag until 2019. So Fox News suspended Dash back in 2015. I remember when that happened. But what I want to know is, why is Trump tied to her story?
I was just about to say.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
What you all are, see, what ain't nobody going to do with us or with me, you not going to bully me.
Excuse me.
You ain't going to bully us into apologizing for who the hell we choose to support.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking
about?
That's right. You're not going to do.
Yeah.
Now, if black people want an apology, we would like an apology for all those people that was part of that Black Lives Matter that went out here in this country.
Yep.
They looted, burned down businesses.
Yep.
Most of them was black-owned business. We would like an apology for that.
Yep.
See, I couldn't be Stacey Dash.
I understand
she taking a new leave on life,
uh-huh.
but I could take a new leave on life, but I'm going to support who I support.
That's right. We
supported Donald J. Trump heavily.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump is not racist. He's a realist. He wanted you to have green in your pocket.
Yep.
He's the best thing since sliced bread.
That's right.
Now, you can't even eat no bread fooling around what we got now. Because Biden ain't thinking about you. He's thinking more about illegal aliens than you.
Right.
Now, Silk, I didn't want to get hot.
Well, yeah.
I didn't want to get hot,
speaking of bread, they want you in the bread line.
I didn't want to get hot,
that's where he wants you at. They want you in the bread line, begging the government to assist you. But instead of letting you go back out, go to work, so that you can assist yourself.
Yeah, maybe she have a new project coming out. And you know what I mean. When you have a new project coming out, they have to make all this noise around you so people can watch the movie,
whatever.
But why
you have to tie President
Trump
to
it? But don't tie President Trump to that, because let me tell you something. There was nothing wrong with supporting President Donald J. Trump. He was a businessman, a boss, a shot caller, a ball is what he was.
Yeah.
What we got up there is little wuss.
Yeah.
Little wussies is what we got up there now. We got a man that stood up for this country. Look at what we got up there now. You see what I'm talking about, Sil?
Yeah. I see
Girl,
exactly
I'll go
what you're
off,
talking
I'll
about.
Go off real quick
I
about
see
it.
I see through it, and it's nothing but a regime that's up there right now. A dictatorous, a communist type of regime.
Just sitting there and signing executive orders after executive orders. This is sick.
Look like a third world country up there.
And Elizabeth says, I'm not mad at Stacey Dash. She can have an opinion.
Right.
But do not tie President Trump.
Right.
To
You being an angry black woman.
When are y'all going to start talking about Biden referring to black people as predators on that Senate floor? That's when are y'all going to start talking about Biden hand in hand with a former KKK member?
When?
When are y'all going to start talking about what was on Biden's son's laptop?
That's right. Wait. Mm-hmm. When are they going to start talking about all of the millions of dollars that Black Lives Matter raised?
That's right.
And the money that went not to black lives, mm-hmm. but to white lives.
Right.
Like Biden. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Allegedly, because I wasn't there doing the transfers.
That's right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But when are they going to talk about that?
Right.
And even right now, did Black Lives Matter get any payback or any money?
Well,
being part of what happened November 3rd, 2020.
I'm going to tell you this here. I do not think that that money benefited black lives. It went to Biden and his administration, his campaign, allegedly his white life, but not to black lives.
No.
And I'll allege it all.
Yeah. When somebody going to call that stuff out?
That's right.
And you got a lot of black people now that especially our pastors, our mm-hmm. ministers. Mm-hmm. Can I just say this?
Come on, go ahead and say it, girl.
Shame on you, pastor.
Shame on you.
Shame on you, mm-hmm. pastors, mm-hmm. that went along with this foolery.
Mm-hmm.
You had Jim Crow Joe lie to you,
mm-hmm.
lie to the church.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be pushing abortion and all of this other different stuff he's not going to do. And what did he do? Executive orders where our American tax dollars mm-hmm. pays for abortions over in Africa, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. over in other countries,
mm-hmm.
our U.S. tax dollars. Shame on you pastors for sitting in church telling us to trust God,
mm-hmm.
trust in God, but here you is trusting in a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at a church service online the other day.
Uh-huh.
Love to hear the pastor speak.
Right.
Was into the message and getting it because he was like, God, trust God. And I won't say what he, because if I say what he was talking about,
you'll know
that, who I'm talking
uh-huh,
about.
Right.
But he was talking about basically trusting God,
uh-huh,
okay?
Uh-huh.
Then when they turned the video and put the cameras on the audience,
mm-hmm.
you had them social distance with masks on like they scared or something. I'm like, how the hell are you preaching to the people telling them to trust God when you got them all bound and masked up
for a virus with a 99% recovery rate?
Are you freaking serious? Yeah,
they serious.
I'm like, shame mm-hmm. on you pastors that went along with this.
But you know what? I believe that some of these pastors was paid off. Because with everything that's going on in our country, we know this do not look right.
Yeah.
Where are the pastors at?
Where are the pastors?
Are they speaking out?
Where are they at?
Speaking out like, hey, something is not right about this.
Yeah.
But they close their head, hold their head down in shame, go inside. Yeah, don't say nothing about nothing.
Even with the Bible speaking about lying
mm-hmm.
and telling lies, mm-hmm. how are you going along with this lie?
That's right.
That happened November, I'm going to say the 4th, 2020,
mm-hmm.
because that's when everything took place.
That's right. Uh-huh.
How you going along with this lie?
Mm-hmm.
When you know it's illegitimate, mm-hmm. it's illegitimate.
And some irregularity happened.
And you as pastors are going along with this mm-hmm. and still singing amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're living mm-hmm. a lie.
Uh-huh.
So how are
amen
you going to be able to stand in the pulpit,
right,
preach to your flock of people, mm-hmm. telling them not to lie, but you all going along with the lie?
Mm, they can't do it. Somebody going to be convicted.
Don't
uh-huh.
get me to preaching because uh-huh. I have to go back
somebody
to my roots.
Somebody
going to
feel condemned.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen to them.
Yes.
So that's what's going to happen
some
to
of
them.
These big time preachers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That you know it's a lie.
Mm-hmm, that's
you
right.
know what happened
uh-huh, uh-huh.
In this last presidential election
right, uh-huh.
was a lie. You know
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And you go right along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why people look at you, a lot of you ministers, as nothing but liars.
Uh-huh. They don't want
to
be
you
bothered.
Go along with the lie.
Mm-hmm. How can you compel people to go to
false
church and you sitting up in and you lying?
And you're lying to people.
All of these mega churches. You know what I think? All of these mega churches need to be investigated.
Yeah.
All they worried about is bringing in the dollars.
The next dollar.
And the pastors living high at the hall.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody talking about your health.
Yeah.
How you going to live in prosperity.
Yeah.
The things that's going on up underneath our noses that's not right.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody really talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they mm-hmm. coercing you to do all of this different mm-hmm. stuff against your body
mm-hmm.
instead of the healthy, using your God-gift mm-hmm. immune system, mm-hmm. the health of your body to take and feed itself, give it your body what it needs in order to be able to heal itself.
And listen, we ain't making no claims. We not no doctors.
No, nothing like that.
You
ain't got to be no doctor. All you got to do is have some common sense.
Just use your common sense.
It don't
sense.
Even take a 4-year degree on this one.
I know, honey. Well, speaking of common sense, you all, disgusting Brian Stelter from CNN, you all, is in his underwear. To help humanize the news. Now, this reminds me of some pedophilia going on up in through here.
He's in his bloomers.
He's in his drawers,
His
girl.
Drawers.
He's in his drawers talking about this is going to help humanize the news according to the nationalfile.com.
Whoa.
Yes, honey.
Well, do they have a picture of this?
They got a picture of him in his drawers.
I'm
going
to have to put this on up, y'all.
They have a picture
look
of him
this mess.
Drawers. Yeah, take a look at this
Will you look at this?
He think it's okay to be in his undershorts.
He called him
because that's going to humanize somebody. What about the children that may have turned and saw you. Ooh. See, it's a nasty, foul
spirit.
That ain't
humanizing.
It's a nasty, foul spirit that done creeped up in this country self.
Yes.
A nasty, foul spirit.
Diabolical demon
It has creeped up in this country.
Yes.
And have bewitched these people's minds. You want to sit on TV like you're half naked and say that's humanizing?
That ain't humanizing.
Somebody? It's only humanizing you. What type, what, how you, yo, you getting off on something?
That look perverse.
Are you getting off on something? What are you getting off on?
The chair that he's sitting on?
You got to be out of your mind.
Come on TV,
national TV with your drawers on.
Oh.
Don't make no sense,
I don't know what the hell is wrong with the left.
They feel like they can do whatever they want. That would have happened to a Republican.
You let Diamond and Silk be sitting up here in our bloomers.
Oh, in our drawers. Chains and fences would have broke loose. Honey, we would have trend for the next 20 years.
Y'all would talk about my thigh. Fat on my thigh. You would be talking about all of my little goodies.
Then he had the nerves to have on red socks.
Red socks. With a suit coat.
Yeah. It's what he had the nerves to have.
Looking
on.
Like a penguin.
No, he looked like Mr. Potato Head. Hey! I'm not calling nobody no names. That's just my own humble opinion. I can have an opinion.
Yeah.
The First Amendment say I have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That's just me giving my speech.
But you can't say Mister no more.
Ooh, potato head.
He's a neutral potato head. That's right.
So yeah, girl. So he's sitting up there in his drawers. I think it's so appalling. But let me tell you what else is appalling.
What else is appalling?
The ex-CIA director Brannon, honey, says he's increasingly embarrassed to be white.
What the?
What you want to be purple?
And I know that some white people they get suntans, but what do you want to get? Sunburn?
Yeah. Who was the purple giant? Who was the purple little toy?
I'm thinking, looking right
you're looking at him.
Him.
You looking at him? Keep calling his name. You love me.
What's his name?
Who was that?
Look him up.
Who was that?
Bernie.
Bernie.
His name is Bernie.
What you want to be, Bernie? Now.
Bern.
Oh, what you want to be, Big Bird? What you want to be? Yellow? Purple? Pick a color, damn it. Everybody else changing
the
anything.
Colors, yeah.
Everybody else want to change everything about themselves. Pick a damn color and stick to it.
That's right.
You don't want to be your skin color and white, pick a damn color and stick to it. Because I'm about tired of it. It's too much going on up and through this country.
Yeah.
People don't like nobody. They don't like themselves. They don't like their skin color. I absolutely love being chocolate.
Yeah.
I absolutely love being my skin color.
Yeah, everybody's offended about everything.
I'm just so tired of it.
Yeah.
And I heard back in 2020, girl, there was a, I think it's called Giant Foods.
Yeah.
According to supermarketnews.com.
Yeah.
Honey, they were labeling what foods belong to black-owned business or Hispanic-owned business.
Girl, yes.
And I just found that to be a little appalling.
Yeah.
Because what they need to understand is we don't shop for food because it's black owned or white owned.
Right.
I shop for food because I like the food. I may shop for a different brand. I may get something. Some foods taste better off brand than the brand. Yeah.
So what they're doing is racially profiling the food.
They're racially profiling the food.
That's exactly what they're doing.
And I understand if you're trying to highlight minority owned businesses, do that in front of the store.
Right.
But why are you going to segregate the white owned businesses to give the minority-owned business all of this praise because it's a sound like a little bit like segregation with the food.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
They're doing it based off of a woman, black, Asian Indian, Hispanic, LGBT, Asian Pacific, or veteran-owned.
See, uh-uh.
So they're trying to separate and segregate the food.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And racially profile the food.
The food, uh-huh.
That's
and
right.
I read that. I know that the article came out back in December of 2020.
Right.
But I think it's worth talking about. You know, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Whatever they're trying to do, it's like they want to take... Mm-hmm. See, they want to just completely ostracize and demonize people for having white skin. And I do not...
That is...
I don't even
notice
like
I didn't say white.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I didn't say man.
They don't have. Oh,
they didn't say man.
So they want to get rid of. They want to denounce the men and white people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Notice I didn't say neither one of that. They don't have mm-hmm. that as a label. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm like, what they want to do is keep you stuck and distracted into something to label you and categorize mm-hmm. you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they can come back and say, well, this person needs this. Well, this set of people needs that. Mm-hmm. And then what they take and do is throw money at the problem that they just created.
That they just created.
But since they're talking about all of this racially profiled, I want to know what's going to be next. Mm. You know, will they be racially profiling the black and white and color TVs?
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Because
the black and white only show two colors, mm-hmm. and the color TV show several colors.
Now you got the smart TV look like you right there in the movie.
In the movie.
Do we need to get rid of that too?
Yeah.
Ahead, girl.
I wonder, are they planning on next? Racially profiling the sun and the moon.
Oh, God, why you say that?
Yeah, since the sun shines bright in the light and the moon comes out in the dark in the heat of the night.
See what I'm talking about?
You see that?
Uh-huh.
Do you see that?
Uh-huh. Are they going to racially profile that?
Are they going to racially profile the grass?
Mm.
Yeah.
Why you say the grass?
Sometimes it's greener on the other side.
Uh-oh.
I just want to know that.
What they gonna do?
What are they gonna do?
Because I think this is getting out of hand.
It's totally out of hand. And if you notice, everything is canceled. Mm-hmm. Cancel culture, black, white, offensive, racist profiling, gender neutral, now transgender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. And now you're telling us follow the scientists, but y'all ain't following no science.
No, you're not.
When y'all do certain things, listen, be who you want to be. Just don't encroach yourself upon the whole 1% upon the rest of the world. You know
and
what
stop
I mean?
Lying.
And stop lying to the public.
I don't have a problem with you being whoever you want to be, mm-hmm. but stop lying about it.
Stop lying about
okay?
it.
That's
what, tell the truth about it is what we say.
Yeah.
And another thing is when it comes back down to this food,
yeah.
Because when I walk up in my favorite store, which is Harris Teeter.
Right.
I know Harris Teeter ain't paying me silk, and I know you're going to be ticked off that I said it, but that's my favorite grocery store.
Okay.
Haunty, listen, I don't be fighting with the white folks over the vegetables.
No.
We don't argue over the potatoes.
Uh-uh.
They have the nice roasted chicken there. We're not arguing and fighting over that.
That's right.
We're not fighting over the lunch meat or the bread, honey.
And I'm not picking the chocolate milk against the white milk.
That's right. Uh-huh.
We're not doing that.
That's right. We pick whatever we want to.
Yeah.
I go back there in the seafood section. I'm not arguing with them back there when they got to wrap my fish and my hamburger meat.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
We're not saying this fish here scales look a little lighter than the other
that's
fish
right.
scales.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's
and I
racist.
Would be appalled if I walked up in a grocery store and you all had it labeled. This is black owned. This is here Hispanic owned. Because no. If you can't label it all, don't label none of it.
But see, they keep moving the goalposts because people keep going along with the shenanigans.
Mm.
If I walked up into a store and they had that, I will walk out of that store.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I will not patronize
that. That's what, right.
And as long as you continue to patronize it, it's just like, okay, do you notice that right now you keep hearing this here, former President Trump?
They say it because we call him President Trump.
So let you all understand something. The left made it up.
Mm-hmm.
The right adopted it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Diamond and Silk, we did not. Now, you don't hear them talking about former President Obama, President Bush,
that's right.
Former President Clinton. They say President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton.
That's right.
They were the former president.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you all walking around here talking about former President Trump?
It's President Trump.
Why do you let the left, you all give them all of this ammunition?
Right.
To go here and create this stuff, and then you adopt it and continue to speak it and continue to say it.
Right.
And then And you're being complicit with it.
Right.
Like it's second nature.
Right.
And then it becomes a thing of the norm.
Right.
They continue to label conservatives, mm-hmm. and then you go along with it.
Then you go along with it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We have to stop letting
you
control
stop
the narrative.
That.
Stop going along with it. Let them do that, but you don't have to do
you
that.
You ain't got
if
to do
If you
that.
Have common sense. Does this stuff make sense? Ooh. And if it don't make sense, you know that you are being entrapped into their narrative.
Yep.
And what they're trying to do is put us against each other.
Yep.
When
yes.
you're doing that, you want us to be against each other. We're not against each other in these streets. When we're not against each other.
No.
We're speaking to each other. Hello. We're talking to each other. We're not against each other. And I believe that's why they enjoy the lockdowns.
Yeah.
To keep us from engaging to figure out something ain't right up and through this country.
Yep.
That's why they do it.
That's right.
Mm, that's why they... Now, I have to commend a lot of these states as opening back up their states.
Yes.
Getting rid of these mask mandates.
Yes.
Remember, this virus has a 99% recovery rate.
Yep.
There's therapeutic medicines and vaccines. So you can pick and choose what you want.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So,
and,
yeah.
And then kudos to the states. I heard that some states are going to be suing.
Good.
Because it's ridiculous. A lot of these executive orders is actually illegitimate and illegal.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Because the General Assembly did not set any rules, laws, or regulations as to how to extend the first executive order.
Wow.
After the 31, that was a wrap with that executive order after the first 30 days.
And these are the states' executive orders.
These are the
orders.
States' executive orders.
Okay.
So the General Assembly is supposed to come in and set the rules. Well, do you got to extend it for 30 more days or 60 more days? Well, this is the rules for that. The state General Assembly never came in and did that.
Right.
You just had these governors continue to extend
right.
these particular executive
That's
orders.
Right.
And a lot of that stuff was illegal.
Right.
And then when you sit back and you look at it, how many people went along just to get along?
Mm-hmm. That's
not
right.
Diamond and Silver.
Oh, no.
Hell
you know, we
no.
was talking about this back in March.
Yep.
Honey, last I had to drop so much weight, I didn't know what to do.
Yep.
These people called us all kinds of names, and now look at what's coming out.
Yep.
Somebody owe us, a lot of people owe us
an
big apology.
Apology.
For lying on us.
That's right.
And that's why, you know what, Silk, I don't dismiss people and what they're talking about.
Right,
If
right.
you look at these social media, the big tech giants, they want to take down people for giving their opinion.
Yep.
For saying what they think is going on.
Yeah.
And they want to call them conspiracy theorists.
Mm.
But you remember back in March, y'all called us the same thing.
That's right.
When we were calling y'all out on the shenanigans.
On your lies.
On the lies and everything that you all was pushing in this country.
Yeah.
Now it's turning out to be true.
Yeah.
So listen, when people call people conspiracy theory, don't always believe what the left, what
That's
they're
right.
pushing. Listen to these people and see, does it has merit? Does it, is it valid? And then take and do your own research.
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 That's right.
And if you can't Google it, research it on DuckDuckGo.
That's right. And what happens whenever the theory that was conspired turned out to be true?
Uh-huh. That's right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not about conspiracy theory. It's about using common sense. Using critical thinking and using common sense.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because we know something's not right and we got to get to the bottom of
That's
it.
That's right.
Thank you all so much. What a great show.
Yes, yes.
A great tongue-tied talking show.
Yes, yes,
Listen,
yes.
Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so anytime we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to email us at info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of being censored by all of those other social media platforms, feel free to visit Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit. ChatIt.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We called the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all. Okay, so you all keep asking us, when are you all going to get the Chatted app? When are you all going to get the Chatted app? Well, here's the ways where you can get Chatted on your phone. So each time we drop a Chatted post, you will receive notification. So here's what you do. You go to any search bar on your phone. You key in Chatted, ChatIt.com. Once the page come up, you click on the bubbles. At the very top, once you click on that, it's going to say Add to Home Screen. You click on Add to Home Screen, and voila, it's on your desktop on your phone. So each time Diamond and Silk drop a chatted post or a video,
yeah,
you will receive notification.
That's right.
I'm sorry, we have to work around these tech giants,
mm-hmm,
because they're raining down their tyranny, and we can't let that happen.
That's right.
So just follow those directions, and you will stay connected to Diamond and Silk.
So now that Diamond have shown you and told you what to do, go do it now.
That's right.
Chatted, chatdit.com.